Yeah, so I suppose what I would say, we can only work with what we see. So the importance from a logopraxis point of view is that, yes, we're given knowledges concerning a certain state or condition, but it's not clear how that's illustrated in your life. So that's where it's at. That question sits there now. And I'll almost guarantee there'll come a time when that question becomes reactivated and the illustration will come along with it. So in logopraxis, that's why we place the emphasis on, yes, carry the questions because you are led by your questions, but always look to work with what the text offers in any given session, because that is the critical thing. So there was something else, I think, in this reading, and I made a note. People of this, or states of this kind, so as we spoke about, I think we spoke about it last time, so where you read of people, just insert states so that it brings it much closer to our own work. But anyway, I'll read it as it is. People of this kind are meant in the contrary sense by a he-goat of the she-goats. In short, a he-goat of the she-goats in this contrary sense means adherence to faith separated from charity. For these people take no other truths from the word than those which are in agreement with the delights of their life. Now, the note that I made next to that was, whenever I set my own agenda regarding what it is the Lord needs to work on in me, rather than allowing the text to actually offer me what I need to work on. So there's this idea in logopraxis, which is that, you know, we come to read and study the text only to discover that the text is reading us. And so it's about us laying down our own agenda. And so this speaks into the humility aspect and allowing the text to have authority over our life so that it can actually speak into the areas that it needs to for us. And of course, if we don't do that, then we'll be led around to it eventually. But that's the critical thing, I think, here. So we saw the proprium and the fullness of its, you know, hatefulness. We just wouldn't survive it. So we're only given snippets of insight, and that's all that's required, just for us to work with that. And of course, the Lord, from an inward way, is taking care of all the linkages and throughout all those spiritual associates that are present within that.